can you focus your team on winning the day? I'm Greg Shingle, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today we want to focus on how do we get our team to win the day for us. Most companies want to win, and most team members want to win, but they don't have a clear idea of what winning even means in a typical day. They're just going through the methods and the process without knowing that what they do is making a significant difference to the success of the organization. And I am specifically talking about winning the day because each shift has its own set of challenges and goals and objectives that have to be hit. Your winning day might look different depending on your product mix or what machines are being utilized, how much labor is involved, or even if it's a new product launch that has more glitches in it than a legacy product that you're used to making. What does winning look like? How many units does your team need to produce? What are the on-time delivery targets? And what are the accident and incident-free objectives that your team has to hit that day in order to win? So I've got a few tips for you on establishing with your team what it takes to win the day. First of all, define what winning the day looks like. What numbers need to be achieved in multiple areas to be considered a win? Remember, if you only focus on one number, that's not going to really achieve the results you're looking for because you have multiple objectives that you're responsible for hitting. Tip number two is to remove obstacles. The best thing you can do as a leader is to remove the barriers to your team actually generating the results that you want them to generate. If you just allow those barriers to build up, it frustrates your team and keeps you from hitting your numbers. So remove those obstacles. The third tip is teach them the business. When you teach the business to your team, they understand the bigger picture and how what they do drives the ultimate success of your business in terms of winning over customers and beating the competition. Helping your team win the day and hit their numbers will only serve to motivate and boost their morale and their confidence. And it helps you hit your numbers, which of course will make you look good as well. Once you've figured out how to help your team win the day, you're going to want to work on some of those other leadership characteristics to make you the best leader you can be. And of course, that means accessing a lot of our resources, our on-site in-person training, our virtual training studio, or our on-demand learning. You can do all of that by starting a conversation at uniquedevelopment.com. Of course, this Leader Feeder episode is available as a podcast through all the popular podcasting apps, or you can subscribe through our YouTube channel as well. No matter how we can help you become the best leader you can be, we look forward to being your partner in performance.